This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Morning walk talk. Fun little exercise. Go to your phone right now. Go to contacts. Go to the letter. Let's see. C. Just look at it all. See somebody that you like, that you haven't talked to in a while, and text her or him and say, I hope you're doing well. Practicing the exercise of nice gestures brings a lot to one's life. Hope today's a good day. On this Tuesday morning, let's play a game of love two people. Person number one that you need to love is yourself. You have absolutely no shot of deploying kindness and love to somebody if you're in a bad spot with yourself. If you don't fully fucking love yourself 100 like crazy, then your perspective is to focus on the half glass empty, the negative, where you've taken the words of somebody else who's beaten you down in your youth and you actually believe that shit. That shit's bullshit. Every other person on earth has shortcomings and sucks at things too. Love yourself first. If you're lucky enough that you're in that place, the second person you need to love today is just somebody. Fucking anybody. You know, like, I don't know, a parent, a good friend, somebody. Just deploying love is the fucking best, you know? Start with yourself and then do it for somebody else. This morning I want to talk about this concept of with instead of versus. This framework of with and versus. I see a lot of people, especially in the NFT space, thinking their projects are versus other projects. When there's new emerging spaces, hip hop in the 80s, video games in the 90s, EDM in the late 90s, like when there's new spaces emerging into society, the early OGs, the first million people in it, desperately need to understand this concept of you're with it, that other project, that other artist, that other company. You're not versus it, you're not against it. It's a mindset of like scarcity. The liquidity is being pulled out. The liquidity hasn't even started. You know, I don't think it's Cool Cats versus World of Women, or Bored Ape versus Doodles, or Moonbirds versus V-Friends. It's Moonbirds with V-Friends. It's Bored Ape with Doodles. It's Cool Cats with World of Women. And on and on and on. One of one artists. So many amazing ones. Just, why is it always gotta be versus? Listen, I love competition. I love competing. But for the sake of competing, not in like real life where the world has so much to give everyone. Please, like just see so much chatter of like, okay, now here's my chance to move up the rankings. What fucking rankings? Fuck. I'm cheering for all of you, every single one of you. In everything, in the ad agency world, in the wine and spirits world, liquor stores. Sorry, Dad, I know you see it a little bit different, but I root for every liquor store, every ad firm, every NFT project, every content producer. I'm with you. I'm not versus you. I'm trying to do my thing, but I want you to do yours too. Morning walk talk. Got an interesting concept. A lot of people talk about being the bigger person, being good, being the bigger man. But I'm always fascinated by a single concept where it's super easy to be nice when the other person's bringing good energy and is nice. The real quality of leadership or strength or being the bigger person is being kind and warm and bright light in the face of darkness or somebody being mean to you. Or it being confrontational. Having the strength to bring love in the face of hate or insecurity, that's the actual definition of being the bigger person. I tell all my leaders, I'm like, I'm fine that everybody's happy when it's easy and we're doing great, but when it's tough, that's when you need to step up and recalibrate it back to that. It's a lost art. People now get triggered so quickly. Somebody picks at you, you think the counter move is to pick back. We're in third grade mode out here. there's a lot of you that are capable because you're happy and content and in a good place of stepping up and leading by example. We need that.